The peril in worldly education. To many who place their children in our schools, strong temptations will come because they desire them to secure what the world regards as the most essential education. To these I would say, bring your children to the simplicity of the word, and they will be safe. This book is the foundation of all true knowledge. The highest education they can receive is to learn how to add to their faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. If these things be in you, and abound, the word of God declares, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If ye do these things, ye shall never fall, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When the word of God is laid aside for books that lead away from God, and that confuse the understanding regarding the principles of the kingdom of heaven, the education given is a perversion of the name. Unless the student has pure mental food, thoroughly winnowed from the so-called higher education, which is mingled with infidel sentiments, he cannot truly know God. Only those who cooperate with heaven in the plan of salvation can know what true education in its simplicity means. Those who seek the education that the world esteems so highly are gradually led farther and farther from the principles of truth, until they become educated worldlings. At what a price have they gained their education? They have parted with the Holy Spirit of God. They have chosen to accept what the world calls knowledge in the place of the truths which God has committed to men through His ministers and apostles and prophets. And there are some who, having secured this worldly education, think that they can introduce it into our schools. There is constant danger that those who labor in our schools and sanitariums will entertain the idea that they must get in line with the world, study the things the world studies, and become familiar with the things the world becomes familiar with. We shall make grave mistakes unless we give special attention to the searching of the Word. The Bible should not be brought into our schools to be sandwiched between infidelity. God's Word must be made the groundwork and subject matter of education. It is true that we know much more of this Word than we knew in the past, but there is still much to be learned. The true higher education is that imparted by Him with whom is wisdom and strength, out of whose mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. In a knowledge of God all true knowledge and real development have their source. Wherever we turn, in the mental, the physical, or the spiritual realm, in whatever we behold, apart from the blight of sin, this knowledge is revealed. Whatever line of investigation we pursue with a sincere purpose to arrive at truth, we are brought in touch with the unseen, mighty intelligence that is working in and through all. The mind of man is brought into communion with the mind of God, the finite with the infinite. The effect of such communion on body and mind and soul is beyond estimate. In the teacher sent from God, all true educational work finds its center. Of this work today, as verily as of the work He established 1800 years ago, the Savior speaks in the words, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, RV. In the presence of such a teacher, with such opportunity for divine education, what worse than folly is it to seek an education apart from Him, to seek to be wise apart from wisdom, to be true while rejecting truth, to seek illumination apart from light, and existence without the life, to turn from the fountain of living waters, and hew out broken cisterns that can hold no water. Dear teacher, as you consider your need of strength and guidance, need that no human source can supply, I bid you consider the promises of Him who is the wonderful Counselor. Behold, He says, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, I will guide thee with mine eye. Even unto the end of the world, I am with you. As the highest preparation for your work, I point you to the words, the life, the methods, of the Prince of Teachers. I bid you consider Him. Here is your true ideal. Behold it, dwell upon it, until the spirit of the divine teacher shall take possession of your heart and life. Reflecting as a mirror the glory of the Lord, you will be transformed into the same image. Advancement in true education does not harmonize with selfishness. True knowledge comes from God and returns to God. His children are to receive that they may give again. Those who through the grace of God have received intellectual and spiritual benefits, are to draw others with them as they advance to a higher excellence. And this work, done to promote the good of others, will have the cooperation of unseen agencies. As we faithfully continue the work, we shall have high aspirations for righteousness, holiness, and a perfect knowledge of God. In this life we become complete in Christ, and our increased capabilities we shall take with us to the courts above.